I'll tell you, when I got to stand on that football field next to the legendary Les Graham, who was the other honoree that year, it was a very proud moment indeed. And it turned out to be kind of a watershed moment for me that fall in a couple of other ways, because a few weeks later I began what would be 8 years serving in the state Senate, where I got to chair both the Ag Committee and the Education Committee. And 2008 was also right at the beginning of the Great Recession, so the challenge of guiding our radio network through those times kept me busy for the next few years. Since those days, I still own and manage Northern Broadcasting and have purchased my first radio station, our flagship station, KGHL, AM 790 in Billings. What kind of advice would I give someone that's just starting out in an ag career? Well, first of all, find work that you love to do and love it so much that you really don't care how much you get paid. Focus on serving others and helping them to be successful. Give back to your industry and to your community and to the organizations and institutions that helped you get where you are. Serve God and honor Him in everything you do. Do what's right, do your best, and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Why is it important to celebrate those working in the ag industry? Well, people in the ag industry just hate being celebrated, but celebrating them is important because it reminds us of what we are striving for. It reinforces that we have some strong role models and mentors, which in turn causes us to try to be bigger and better people than maybe we've been in the past. This can be a very difficult business, fraught with risk and disappointment. So it's important to stop once in a while and celebrate those who exemplify all that is good and worthy about this ag industry. What excites me looking forward in the near future? Well, the thing that excites me the most about the future of this industry is the level of passion and desire among the younger generations that are coming behind us. I'm telling you, the young leaders who are emerging today have amazing interest in just making things better, and they have the skills and tools that far exceed ours. They also face huge challenges, but that is exactly how God grows strong leaders, by providing new challenges and opportunities beyond what we've had to deal with before. You know, I can just hardly sit still when I think about how far we're going to see this ag industry go in just the next 20 years.